Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be, you know, part of the solution. Look, if you've been, you know, involved in a serious car or motorcycle accident, and you know what? I'm seeing them more and more. I don't know about you guys. But I don't know if it's because of, you know, summer weather, it's nice and clear or what have you. But if you've been involved in an accident, you've been injured at work, you know, you got rights that you may be just walking away from. You may be entitled to money for your suffering. Find out today for free what kind of compensation you might be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now, 800-299-9081, 800-299-9081, again, 800-299-9081. It's the Legal Helpline. You know what? Costs you absolutely nothing to call. Right? Not a nickel. And you just don't know. And don't accept the insurance. I've been through this stuff before. All right? Don't accept the insurance company's offer without help, without some. And by the way, I'm not an attorney. I don't even play one on the air. I just been through this, and I know that you need to have the right information. You need to be well-informed. You need to have a clue. All right. I have so many things I want to get through, and I know I'm not going to get through them all. But as I, you know, over the weekend, sometimes I'm cranking through. I'm going through some stories. I'm looking some things up. Yes, and I do. I check them out in more than one place. And I got to tell you, some of the stuff I run across, some of the stuff I see, you have to sit there. You know, do you really think that the DOJ has truly gone through all the information? Because I don't. I don't even think they've touched the surface. I think they listened to what they wanted to listen to, and that was it. That was kind of like the end of it, right? But I've got to play you a piece of a clip here. And the funny thing about this is that this was available early on. You got those American swing states that, you know, were able to make or break that last election back in 2020. Now, there's an audio that's been released of Pennsylvania election officials that they couldn't. It wasn't after a phone call from Trump. They couldn't reconcile the vote. It's a long clip, and I'm just going to play about a minute of it. You're going to hear what they have to say. Take a listen.
We have an absolute truth exclusive for you today out of Delaware County, Pennsylvania. In a previously unreleased whistleblower audio recording, it features Delaware County lawyer Tom Gallagher discussing with multiple county election officials that they could not reconcile the vote in 2020, that the poll workers either didn't hand in election materials or it was lost.
Didn't hand it in or it was lost. And they just said, oh, well, we'll count them anyway.
Listen.
We had people come in from what I consider well-heeled townships and say, well, you know, I know if I send it down there, you figure out where it was. Well, we couldn't.
So an eyewear is more from like a legal standpoint, if it like legally has to be attached to it, or if you just need to be with it so you know which tapes came from which precinct and belong to which return sheet.
I think it's a combination of both, but legally you have to have it. The issues that we had when we did the reconciliation is that we were trying to reconcile the number of people voted with the yellow books and then with the return to ballots. I mean, we haven't even talked about reconciling the used and unused ballots, and I'm presuming that's something we can do down the road. But it was not easy. And these poor people came in there, and they were sweating bullets because they all thought they were going to grab cuffs. It has to be stressed that tape has to be attached.
Think about that. Right? They haven't even decided yet what to do with the used and unused ballots. That the poll workers came in without any proof or backup. How is that okay? I get they're screaming about what's going on now, right? I mean, Trump talks about 72,000 ballots. Was it Wisconsin? Somebody can correct me later on. But there were like 70-some-odd thousand ballots that were returned that were never mailed out. How does that happen? Seriously, how does that happen? There's got to be a change to the voting system. There's got to be a way to track these ballots, where they came in from, who sent them. Oh, well, that'd be an invasion of privacy. No, it doesn't have to be. Not at all, or in the least. There are a multitude of ways to do this. We didn't have this much cheating when we had paper ballots. Look, I said it years ago when the show first started. 14 years ago, 13, whatever it was, we were talking about this kind of stuff. I said, look, I've been in computers for 20 years. Bottom line with this, I don't trust them. It's too easy to change things. And I still don't trust them. And this is why. They're too easy to manipulate. Anyway, I wanted to play this clip because this is perfect. When you look at the indictments coming down on Trump, all the indictments coming down on him, and people talk about how corrupt he is and how nasty he is and how bad this all is. And if you're an honest person, which I would believe most of you are, I know all of you are not, but I would believe that most of you are. When you hear this next clip, if you're, like I said, if you're an honest person, you're going to go, well, wait a minute, that's not right either. And Comer, you know, his issue is nobody's going to take it on. Well, he doesn't know that unless he allows somebody to. You get a reprieve. We'll bring it up after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I'm your host, always a pleasure. 855-0855. 732-556. On the air in the chat room. Next thing, tweeting. Being part of the conversation. I guess it's not tweeting anymore, right? It's like Xing, I think. I don't know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so, you know, again, when you look at what's being charged to Trump, and even the Democrat lawyers, constitutional lawyers that have the spine, the cojones to come forth and say something, they're saying this, it's all BS. Right? Can't do this. This is all BS. But listen to what James Comey had to say a few years back when it came to what was going on with Hillary Clinton actually having access to emails that she had no business taking out of the White House when she was Secretary of State. Take a listen.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially...
Was she like the computer being in the bathroom? Got it, okay.
Regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past.
Like sending emails to Wiener's laptop so that his wife could grab them and actually even ask, I think it was a maid, right, to grab them and print them up. Did anybody catch that at the time? It was a big deal.
In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
There isn't a case to bring the same criminal charges against Donald Trump. They can't find a case to match it up to. But hey, what the hey?
All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States or efforts to obstruct justice.
Oh, I think Biden hits most of those, doesn't he? Had him in, what, four different locations? Right? Some of them was when he was in the Senate. Who handed them? How did he get them out of there? That's the other question.
We do not see those things here. To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
Of course not. You know why? He doesn't want to be Clintonized. That's why. I mean, seriously. You've got all these things. If two of those things, well, actually one, but let's just say two of them were aimed at Donald Trump, they would already have him in handcuffs. They would already had it ready to go. And don't tell me no, because it's true. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. It is very true. You know, you hear about how, I mean, they put out the, what's her name? Vice President Cackler. She's out there touting Bidenomics. How great it's doing, right? Inflation's still at around 3% after being at 5 for almost 2 years. It was 1.6 or 1.7 when Biden took office. Gas prices today in California, I don't know what the average is across the country. We're back up above $5 a gallon. I think between the feds run by the Democrats and the state run by the Democrats, we're paying through the nose for gasoline. Right? But the national average is about $3.80. When Biden took office, the national average was hanging in at about $2.30. Right? Real wages are down. Interest rates are up. And just on the average, American families are paying close to $10,000 more a year for stuff that they normally buy at the grocery store, gasoline, the home. I mean, just to live. It's costing the average American almost $10,000 more a year just to live, just to take care of their family. So when they talk about the success of Bidenomics, so they mean, like, to take us down? I got to ask. You know, seriously. And I don't know how they twist the numbers like that. They do it with a straight face, too. That's the other thing that freaks me out. Not a crack of a smile, nothing. And then now, I know I'm all over the place, but it's okay. I don't mind. And now, what are you hearing about? These New York riots, these riots that have been taking place, oh, I'm sorry, these rallies, protests. See, that's what they call them. When Democrats do them, when Antifa does them, when BLM does it, they're protests, right? Rallies. They're doing it again. They're smashing police cars. They're ruining private property. Ruining public property, too, for that matter. And it's not a problem. Nobody on the Democrat side is moved by it. But as I start to see the dam crack, you have more and more people that are walking away from the Democrat Party, regular voters. You have Democrat legislators, electeds, that are now jumping ship. And I don't even care if they come to the Republican Party. I just care that they jump ship so they can start to see what's going on. They can be an independent for all I care. Right? And, again, Washington said it. It was so true. You have a, if you have parties, people no longer become loyal to the country. They become loyal to that party. They want to do what that party wants to do because they have different ideologies. They want to get as many people as they can in the government to have their ideology so they can make the changes the way they think they ought to be made. People, this is not a republic anymore. You realize that. It's not even really socialism as far as I'm concerned. You're teetering on, you know, communism. You're teetering on dictatorial dictatorship here. Right? No, really, in all sincerity. When you have the government telling you, as you heard earlier, what schools your kid can go to, it's going to get to the point of what food you can buy, what food you can't buy. With the digital currency, they're going to track where you go, what you do, what you buy, and may not allow you to buy certain things at this point. And you heard that from the World Economic Organization. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukraine is holding a Russian informant under custody for a suspected scheme to assassinate President Zelensky.
The detained woman has been interrogated in relation to her involvement in gathering intelligence about Zelensky's imminent travel plans. According to Ukraine's Secret Service, the informant sought to obtain his itinerary to share with Russian authorities. This development aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to combat traitorous activities within its country. I'm John Schaefer.
Wall Street closing Monday with stocks higher. This comes as investors have a busy week ahead with more earnings reports and inflation readings. Later on this week, last month's producer and consumer price indexes will be released and give traders a feel on the status of the economy. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 407 points. The NASDAQ gained 85 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I said we're going to go through some of the... because the big deal here, what everybody's screaming about, is that Donald Trump, you know, he denied, or he is denying, or has denied the election. Anybody who even suggests to question the election gets pummeled. And you got to hear this. I'll play a few minutes of it, then we'll discuss. But these are people that scream and claim that the election was stolen by the Republicans because they had voter suppression or, you know, one case. I mean, I don't have time to play the whole thing. But in one case, they accused the two owners of the voting machines, this goes way back, of being Republicans. And because they were Republicans and they owned the voting machines and the voting machines were out there, then they could easily change the voting outcome. Boy, sounds familiar, doesn't it?
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's the real thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
How do they fix that? See, here you have the guy says, yeah, I believe it was Russian interference. Well, now we found out it wasn't. Now we found out that what Trump said from the beginning was true. Is he going to apologize?
Are absolutely right.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind.
Could you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered.
Russia.
Right? Jimmy Carter. Jimmy, go be with your grandkids.
interfered with our election, attacked our democracy for the sole purpose of artificially placing someone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they were successful.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
Again, they have been, we have proven, right, that he was assisted by the government of Russia. No, it was never proven. Matter of fact, the opposite has actually been proved. And you won't hear any of them say, gee, I'm sorry. I apologize. Not a one.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection. I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
I object because the people are horrified.
Our election was hijacked. There was no question. Congress has a duty to hashtag protect our democracy and hashtag follow the facts.
John Lewis is completely right. There is a cloud of illegitimacy around the election of Donald Trump. The Russians interfered with his election. James Comey and the FBI interfered with his
Now they throw James Comey under the bus. That's great, though. I like that. You know, because James Comey didn't do what they want him to do. So they're going to throw him under the bus, throw him to the wayside. You got to love it. You know, again, these people are amazing. When they don't get exactly what they want, how they want, when they want it, then everybody else, you ever notice that? Everybody else is wrong. They're the only ones that are correct, right, real, and truthful. Comey knew exactly what was going on. He's not stupid. He wanted to stay alive. But that's not even it. You know what I mean? The bottom line with it, with Comey knew that nobody would touch it. He got out there thinking he was helping her out. There's no way in God's creation he thought he was, you know, hurting Trump there or doing whatever. He was trying to help her. I got 23 minutes of this. I don't want to play them all. I'm just saying. I got 23 minutes of this stuff. All the way back to the, and I'll do that in the next segment. Wait till they go all the way back to George Bush, Al Gore. They don't stop. 15. Right? 17 or 15? 15 in the last election. No, 17 of the last elections, they questioned, went after 5 of them. They didn't want the electors counted. They didn't want the race certified. For them, it's okay. For everybody else, not so much. They're delusional. So different than right now that's going on, like I said earlier, in New York and other places. You got these riots going on in the streets, and they're okay with them. They think they make perfect sense. Not a problem. Right? Again, just if we don't jump on this, if we don't push back on this, if we don't get on their case with this stuff, it's just going to do nothing but get worse. Because they're going to see that you're willing to accept it. That you're okay with it. It's not a big deal. Just unreal. So how about we do that? How about we come together and decide that there are certain things you're just not going to allow happen. The kid thing I think is great. When it comes to this transgender stuff. You're finally having doctor stuff. I'm going, no, 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 this is not right. It doesn't work. I think they should put more detransitioning videos out there. I think they should show more pictures of the surgery, the mutilation you're doing to these poor kids. All right, where does this come from? All right, Gen Z, they still haven't figured out this whole work thing. When it comes to a perfect job, everyone's got their own wish list, right? Some people want a fat paycheck. Others are gunning for, you know, a fancy title. They want some power. They want, you know, they want to be recognized, right? someone on limited vacation days, so I think it's crazy. But for Gen Z, their ultimate dream is to work less than 5 hours a day, right? So one recruiter was blown away, wrote a piece about being blown away during an interview with a young job seeker when the interviewee said he was all about the work-life balance, leaning heavily on the life side of things. Went on to say, I had this interview with a Gen Z intern today who promotes work-life balance. He said he doesn't want to work more than 5 hours a day, isn't a big corporate fan. Yeah, well then why did you apply to a big corporate company? Because you knew the bennies were good. You were hoping they'd bend a little bit more. Of course, the young job seeker also wanted to be paid 50,000 Indian rupees for the five-hour day. Well, it's $600, right? And he was obviously of Indian descent. He was just looking for a way to what he thought was getting more money. Anyway, the guy demands a totally unrealistic. And more the Gen Zers are coming out. They want to change the whole work environment. Now, when he posted this on Twitter, a whole bunch of other Gen Zers came to his defense saying, hey, he should be allowed to prioritize work-life balance. And they accused the business of being a, part of hustle culture. In other words, we want you to produce. Is that the one? Now, again, when you look at these people coming out, they don't know how to work. They've been working from home, some of them. They don't understand the job of the corporation is to make money for the stockholders. Oh, to make money, period. That's how you get your raises, you get your bonuses. That's how new equipment is brought in. Really. Anyway, Lewis Malik, he's the CEO of Bentley Lewis, that he believes in working hard to make it in life, though he doesn't think the balance comes at the expense of working hours. For him, it's about finding that sweet spot where you can work hard and still care for yourself. Look, I know guys that work, you know, what is it, 4 tens? And then they get 3 days off. Some guys I know will work, you know, 3 6-day weeks. And then they get 2 weeks off. You know, but they're like 10-hour days because of their jobs. There's all kinds of ways to work this. There's all kinds of ways to make this work. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure having you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It helps. It helps all the way around. All right? I mean, there's a lot happening out there. The way we, I don't know how to say it, the way we keep it together, the way we make sure we've got everything we need, is for you to get informed when you get out there and you start pushing back on people. Seriously. You know, I've been playing clips of the election deniers, Democrat election deniers, and they're out there. You know every one of them. Everybody from, you know, Nancy Pelosi to Chuck Schumer to any of these people. But they only deny the election when it comes to a Republican president, a Republican elected official. I find it just amazing. ultimately, it's okay. I don't care. Because you're making, you know, you're making yourself look really bad. Doesn't hurt me at all. 855 Real Joe. Let's play a few more cuts, if you would, from this. Again, this is just like nuts. When you hear these people talking, and you realize that they're basically saying that Al Gore won the election, and they want to challenge it. Here, take a listen.
I come from Florida, where you and others participated in what I call the United States coup d'etat.
Since 2013, according to reports, Vice President Joe Biden, he claimed that Al Gore was the one who was elected president. And he claimed that the recount result was, quote, a bad decision.
And never forget, dear friends, what they did in Florida to Al Gore and me, to all of us, to older Americans, to African Americans, to Haitian Americans. Denied the right to vote and have those votes counted.
I do believe that the projections were right in the first place at 7 o'clock when they called it for Gore.
Let me tell you something. Without a doubt, George Bush did not carry Florida, and it was not close.
There's no question that you won the state of Florida. Oh, thank you, Charles. Not the question. That's a
question. We will never know because the votes weren't counted.
But and did, in your judgment,
I mean, unfortunately. Yeah.
And there is no other way of saying it but be very blunt. Al Gore won the state of Florida in 2000, and we should never forget it.
Most Americans, or a great many Americans, don't have confidence the election of 2000 was fair.
But I don't believe we lost. I believe we just failed to have all of the votes counted.
The Supreme Court elected the president. Al Gore won the state of Florida in 2000, although not the presidency.
We know we won this election. They know we won this election. And Americans know we won this election.
I know some people want you to believe that the Gore campaign was a campaign that wasn't able to complete its mission. We did. Had all of those votes been counted in Florida, I think Al Gore would be president today.
We had more votes, we won, and we are never going to let the United States Supreme Court choose the President of the United States again.
You should know by now, based on the fact that he lost the popular vote by more than 500,000 voters, and we don't know how many he lost by in Florida.
There's no doubt in my mind that Al Gore was elected president.
Okay, on that note, oh no, wait a minute. Let's see if she makes the
advice to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
Really? We won the election in 2000.
All right. Maxine Waters questions the electoral votes. I mean, their team of, I don't even know what you want to call them, and I have to be nice about it. They had no problem questioning the electors. Right? The electoral vote. They were questioning them all, and that made it okay. Al Gore gets up there and says he won. That was okay. I mean, from a freedom of speech standpoint, you can say whatever you want to. And it's just amazing. Again, amazing to me. Not surprising, but just amazing how far they've been allowed to go. Trump gets brought up for charges for not doing it. Just, I won. This is why I believe I won. This is what I believe was stolen or done or what have you. And he's giving real numbers. It's just amazing. But see, if he was a registered Democrat, it'd be a whole different animal. I guarantee it. All right. Let me switch gears for a second so that, you know, my heart ain't pumping so hard. You know what I'm saying? The consumer price index, specifically for food, is up almost 20% since January 2021. That's a lot. Electricity prices are up about 25%. This is the average nationwide. Used car prices are up a staggering 30%. Car repair costs are up 25% from 2 years ago. Who was president? Anyway, in California, they're slightly higher than that. The economic situation is so bad last week that Fitch Ratings downgraded the country's credit rating to AA+ from AAA. And Kevin Leary, you know, Mr. Happy from Shark Tank, he said he thought that was a very bad thing for the U.S. He says, there's no way to sugarcoat this at all. It's bad. And I'll tell you how you measure it's bad. Basically, when you downgrade the U.S. economy, did you hear that? When you downgrade the U.S. economy, which is what the downgrading is, you're losing a little faith in the U.S. dollar and the U.S. Treasury bill. That's right. It's exactly what the Chinese want, though. They want us to continue to be downgraded to the point where their dollar, their country, their funding, or you know, their monetary system, is the one that's going to be trusted planet-wide. And some of you already know this. You know that for the longest time, when you were buying oil from the Saudis, if you were from Japan and you were buying oil from the Saudis, you were paying in American dollars. Because the American dollars could be trusted. You knew you were secure. There wasn't going to be a point where that dollar bill, that $5 bill, that $20 bill was going to be worth less. Now not so much. And this is that downgrade came as a direct swipe at the Biden administration. They're spending, they're borrowing, printing too much money. You know, it used to be that there was some kind of resistance put up. Now there isn't any, basically. No, the Republicans need to get off their butt and do more, too. But nobody's looking at the budget from a standpoint of how do we pay this back. My understanding with the numbers is next year, I think it is, when we come into 2024, we're going to have a $1 trillion line item specifically for interest on our debt. $1 trillion. Now, production in America is on its way down. Don't think about it. They're making it harder and harder and harder for businesses to grow and thrive. Right? Harder for people to go back to, well, harder for people at work. Productivity only goes up when people are happy and secure with their jobs and know everything's going to be okay. As the yield on the U.S. Treasury marches higher, the cost to service the debt is exploding, said one economist. The Treasury is spending an annualized $1 trillion, according to the latest monthly data. The interest expense adds to the deficit, which snowballs into a faster-growing debt. We are, in essence, or the U.S., in essence, is in a financial debt spiral. Now, with all fairness, I've been listening to this since I started the show. Really, in all sincerity. I've been hearing about how the troops are going to come up the streets and take our guns away. I've been hearing about how, the Fed's going to run out of money. The government's going to run out of money. They're going to take our money. They already have our money. And I haven't seen it happen. But now we're to the point where the dollars are being spent so fast, so much, that you could see a point where, I mean, if the Chinese stop loaning us money, which I don't even know. Again, I keep saying this. There is no money. It's numbers on a piece of paper. Come on, give us some thought. It's numbers on a piece of paper. Right? Nobody's taking barrels of dollar bills or anything like that when you do your transactions. It may end up that precious metals are the only way to go. I don't know. I will bring on an expert to deal with that. This is only the second time that downgrade came in U.S. history, the first being in 2011, when Barack Obama was president. So under two Democrat presidents, we have lost our stellar AAA credit rating. Nobody's going to put that together. Nobody's even going to care. Some of us will, but most won't. Bidenomics is a disaster. Let me leave you on that note. Rent is up 16%. Mortgage rates are up again. They skyrocketed from 3% to almost 7%. Young people don't stand a chance. Hey, Joe Senior Host. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Be careful. Have a great rest of the day.